I just don't have enough time. How many times have you fought a losing battle with time? Time quite often seems to have the upper hand. It waits for no one, and there just never seems to be enough of it. In her book, On Time, Finding Your Pace in a World Addicted to Fast, the journalist Catherine Blythe takes a deep dive into time to reveal why time has seemingly sped up. How is it that as our life expectancies increase and we have more time than ever, we feel so time poor? She argues that it's because our world has become addicted to fast and that we have become servants to time. From scheduling meetings to desperately scratching things off seemingly bottomless to-do lists to attempting to fit in some sort of a semblance of a personal life around work, time, or the lack of it, can feel like the enemy. Time management can feel exhausting. It can also make us feel like we're constantly failing. If our to-do lists never get fully crossed off, have we achieved our goals? What if you focused on managing your energy instead of focusing solely on managing your time? What if we could figure out what times of day we did our best creative work and what section of the week was better suited to admin work? What if we proved to ourselves that if we spent time exercising, that meant our energy levels made us more productive? Imagine if you made small changes to your diet and found that it helped you feel better and more productive when you were at work. Would having more energy at work help with your overall time management? This is the core idea of the Energy Project, founded by the journalist, author, and speaker Tony Schwartz. The aim of this company is to study work performance and help its clients tackle the issue of employee disengagement. Schwartz and his team pinpointed burnout as a leading cause of disengagement, and so they focused on helping individual employees avoid it by managing their energy and not their time. The way most of us work isn't working, Schwartz wrote in a Harvard Business Review article entitled "The Productivity Paradox: How Sony Pictures Gets More Out of People by Demanding Less." Once people understand how their supply of available energy is influenced by the choices they make, he says, they can learn new strategies that increase the fuel in their tanks and boost their productivity. The key idea behind the Energy Project is that humans require four sources of energy to operate at their best: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. In this chapter, we're going to hone in on that first leg of the chair, our physical energy. So, how can we manage our physical energy? Let's take a look at where our energy comes from, namely through the food we eat, how well we sleep, and how often we exercise. Eat slow food.